A reading from Matthew 6, 1. Be careful not to do your acts of righteousness before men, to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven.
I'm going to want you to elaborate on this having no reward from your Father in heaven, but I want to confess that as a nice red-blooded American boy, I think that I always was seeking public approval for almost everything I ever did, whether it was playing football in high school or getting into an Ivy League school or my business life. It was always public approval. Now, I think in these days of my life, I have been divesting myself of that. Maybe I just see the folly of it, but maybe I have gone through a kind of transformation where I see the virtue in not trying to show off.
Well, that we see that really profoundly today in the world of philanthropy, that institutions produce books and letters that list all their donors, and part of the draw is that you're going to get your name recognized. I received a letter recently from an organization that I really respect and I support, but there was a handwritten note reminding me that if I gave my donation, it would go into a book. And I don't know, it somewhat turned me off. It didn't make me feel good about that donation. And maybe it's part of some of my own upbringing and some of the baggage that I carry, but certainly Jesus is applying it here. I remember that one of the things my father would always say is the reward of a job well done is a job well done. You weren't looking for a thank you note. You weren't looking for recognition. You simply did what you were supposed to do because it was the right thing to do. And Jesus warns here about living a spiritual life outward so that people would recognize it and they would look at you as being special. And it really becomes convoluted in so many ways.
I think that the person who is driven for towards public display, and that could be in the amount of money you make. I mean, for example, that's a sign of intelligence and success and so on and so forth. But it's also a signpost of where your heart is.
Right. And I would challenge that a little bit. Your wealth can also be a sign of being pretty lucky, being at the right place at the right time. It isn't always a sign of intelligence. And really intelligent, wise people have told me that they just happened to be in the right place when they made the right trade or the right thing came together. But it is, that's that aspect of wanting to be seen and looking for reward. There's nothing wrong in satisfaction of having done a good job or seeing the impact in society of what you're doing. That's part of celebrating who God has made you to be and the opportunities. But when it becomes about being recognized, that your reward is somebody is speaking highly of you, then everything is out of line.